Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load, and joining me from the beautiful confines of wherever he finds himself in the lovely state of Florida is the namesake and founder of DeSantis Holsters, DeSantis Gun Leather, just DeSantis, period. Gene DeSantis, good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Bill. How are you? That was an awesome beginning.
You like that?
And I loved it.
In the beginning, though, he said it was funny. So we had to rewrite that script going in. So I appreciate you taking my cues so that I feel good about myself at the very least. So one thing I'm very curious about now, Florida used to be a lot of people outside of Florida made jokes about Florida, and now Florida is looked upon as the epitome of. Of freedom. And I just wondered how it works for a New York State guy like yourself to make your way down into Florida.
Well, I make my way down here to avoid 10% income out of the state of Florida, state of New York.
Right.
And get away from what's going on there. As you know, it's not a good situation. Supreme Court came down and, They opened things up, and that governor and her legislative crew did everything they could to put the kibosh on any newfound freedoms, which the situation now for carrying legally in New York has gone from bad to much worse.
The Concealed Carry Enhancement Act.
Is that what it's called? Or
the CCIIA, I believe it is called. And I believe most of that has been struck down by the various courts and everything else. I just, they're also trying to ban your gas stove and so many other things. It's just absolutely
so ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's never going to work. We all know that.
So when you go to Florida.
But in the meantime, in the beautiful state of Florida,
yeah.
I'm sitting back now. Looking out, and the skies are gray, and there's thunder in the air, and the warning system just came on the television for possible tornadoes throughout Palm Beach County.
I use Florida as an example of why you shouldn't have an electric car.
You can't go from one end of the state to the other.
Well, you can't go from one end of the state. Plus, when you guys have those hurricanes coming in, I can only imagine what happens to one of those when it gets caught in that inevitable parking lot as on the evacuation route with no charging stations along the way.
Yeah, it's funny. I stopped once not that long ago to pick up some gas at the rest stop and on the Florida Turnpike. And after I got my gas, I looked out, and there's a whole slew of Lexus cars getting charged. And they must have been there for some time, because you can't do that 1, 2, 3. It's not even 4, 5, 6. It's 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And I just went in, pumped my gas, and moved right out.
Yeah, that's my biggest problem with electric cars. There's no portable recharging system available to any of it. That's an issue. That's a big issue. That is a gigantic
issue. It certainly is. You know, I consider it even a hybrid. As long as you got that gas engine, you can keep
right.
on going.
Well, I don't know why they're not moving more towards that, because to me that makes better sense. It's the best of both worlds.
You know, I feel the same way. But the electric car owners still don't know what's going to be down the road when they have to get either a new a new battery, or they got to trade that car in, because I understand these batteries are in the tens of thousands plus dollars.
Right. So, and considering, would you consider yourself to have sort of an engineering brain?
Yes, of course.
So, I mean, in your engineering brain, I'm sure you sit there and go, "What's the point of this?
What's the point
with these electric cars?" Because with them, when along the way, it's a lithium ion battery. It's gonna degrade as it goes along. So where it starts at a 300 mile range, then it's gonna be a 200 mile range, then it's gonna be a 100 mile range, and then it's gonna be a 50 mile range. And then what's the point?
What's the point of all of this green energy? We just, we're not ready for it, in my opinion, anyway. You know what it takes to just defrost the windmill? We've got to get helicopters in the air and saturate it with alcohol or something else that will melt it off.
It's fun. That just sounds like so much fun.
and the blades on those things are made of some form of polymer, and that's all petroleum based.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That is absolutely the other thing. So
none of this makes sense.
So when you come to Florida and it's just normal, is it like, do you ever have any friends from New York come visit you that have never been to Florida and just experienced just regular life as it is?
Yeah.
Is quite, it sort of a cultural
quite,
shock?
Quite a change here. Yeah. Quite a change, yes. Cultural shock is to say the least. But it's getting very crowded down here. You know, there's so many north and northeasterners moving down. I mean, New York State has lost so many people, and they're here. I just hope that they don't eventually turn the state blue.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know that. I don't know that we would see that in, at least in our lifetime, anyway. But having said that, with New York, I'm just imagining that at some point, it's going to be just about hollowed out. I mean, do you do any business in the city?
We do, yes. There's several outlets in the city, but they're few and far between. There was, at one time, there were probably more than a half a dozen gun shops. There's still one active shooting range in the city.
Wow.
And, yeah, but they're dying off little by little. You remember the scene in that movie Serpico?
Right.
Where Serpico goes into the gun shop to buy a Browning High Power, and the guy asks him, "You're gonna hold, what do you need that for? What the capacity or something like that? To hold off an army?" No, his answer was no, just a division. Well, that was the John Jovino. You saw a sign as Serpico walks into the store. It was the John Jovino Company. That's one of the last ones. They used to be right on that in the immediate area where he was. It was Jovino, Frelick, Danny Ferruto. There was one other one. There were like five or six stores just in that immediate area. You can walk to one another, you know, walk from one to another. And they're all gone. Well, Jovino, you know, they were smart enough to take over the Henry Rifle Company. And now they even make revolvers. So there, you know, that was a good decision on their part. They saw the writing on the wall.
Right.
New York is not the place to have a gun shop.
To set up shop. Not the place to go. We're coming up on the first break, and the website, is it Holster.com or DeSantisHolster.com? Gene, I never
did. Well, the easiest one is Holster.com, yeah. Singular. Don't put in plural.
Holster.com. And that is a gateway to everything that can possibly hold a pistol.
Yes, it is.
Leather, Kydex,
nylon, polymers.
Yeah, all the things. They incorporate all the things at DeSantis Holsters. And plus, they have one of the biggest distributorships of any holster brand I know of. Talking to Gene DeSantis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Gene DeSantis, and I'm sure a lot of times you're just sitting around going, I should just pick everything up and move to Florida.
Well, it's not something I haven't considered. In fact, back in the, let me see, it was the late 80s, early 90s, I did buy a big piece of commercial property, and I prepared to move down. I had plans drawn up, and we were about to break ground. We're about actually to pull the building permits. And I had five key people that were going to come with me. And when it came time to, actually make the move, make a final decision. 4 out of the 5 backed out.
Right.
And I didn't, I wound up selling the property and we didn't make that move. However, I only wish I had. My kids would pick up and leave in a heartbeat if it was a doable move. Fortunately and unfortunately. Fortunately, we've gotten so big that it becomes a real logistical nightmare to move. We probably have to run 2 factories simultaneously for probably at least 6 months. And all new people, you know, I'm sure a lot of them would want to come down to Florida. Who wouldn't want to leave New York given the opportunity?
Yeah. What's the standard of living in Florida compared to New York?
Honestly, I don't know, but I think it's my gut feeling says it's much better. I mean, you can walk, the streets are clean, the highways are no potholes. I mean, everything is fresh here.
Right.
Where else can you look out your window and see palm trees, coconuts falling down? It's just a great place. Even during the height of the pandemic, when everybody was really closed down, well, we didn't close down. We, you know, the state was open pretty much, but a lot of it was closed down. Well, my wife and I and our friends used to pack up a picnic lunch and go up to the out in the Everglades on this one spot on the lake, and we used to hang out with our friends there, all 6 feet apart, mind you, but that didn't slow us down. We didn't miss a beat.
Right.
Had a good time even during that period.
Well, Florida never really locked down at all, did they? Not to the degree that everybody else did.
Well, I remember sitting with some friends who was just on the phone with us. You called in. We sat there at an outdoor spot on a restaurant. That was the last meal they served at that particular restaurant. They did have to close down for a short while. But all the stores were open. All the important stuff was running.
Well,
I don't think the schools were not locked down like they were in other states. It's just, again, I'll reiterate, it's just a much better place to live than New York.
Yeah.
Although I do like New York in July and August. Those are the 2 months I'm there for both, you know, from beginning to end of those 2 months, because I wouldn't trade that. I mean, I've got a great setup at home in New York, and in the summer it's beautiful. But I was going to tell you, last time we spoke, I was going to tell you a story about a gun that was out of my possession for 2 years, and I never knew it. Are you interested in hearing that story?
I am.
Should we save it for another time?
Well, no. We have 4 minutes left in this segment. Can you tell it in 4 minutes? Or you can start telling it now.
I can start telling you the story now.
Okay, let's go.
Let me see. Two years ago, I moved out of one house. And most recently, let me see, it was in February. At the end of February, I got an email that came in through the business from the folks that bought my house in Boca Raton, and they said that they had found on a recent trip from coming back from skiing, her husband was up on a ladder in the master bedroom closet, and of all things, they found a rifle up there. And these people were mortally afraid of rifles, having no experience with them, so I think they picked it up with 2 fingers, brought it to the garage, as she described, and pointed it at a concrete wall in the garage. And then they told the story to some friends that they were dining with after a 9 and dine. That means go out, shoot 9 holes, and then go have lunch in the country club restaurant. So that's a wine and dine. And there was a stranger at their table with them, and they were telling the story about finding this gun in their closet and contacting the owner of the thing through email. Well, one of the strangers at the table said, "Well, I'm friends with the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office and the Boca Raton Police. I could have it picked up. I'll come to your house and pick it up, and I'll hand it over to them." Which, according to the story, they went along with that. That was just fine. they'll do that. And back and forth with emails now that I know that the gun is somewhere in somebody else's hands. I said, please, you got to find out who this stranger was at your dining table and, try to get in touch with them. During the interim, I'm on the phone with both Palm Beach Sheriff's Office and Boca Raton Police checking on them. I had the gun serial number and everything else. I'm checking on what was turned in. And believe it or not, nothing had been turned in at either law enforcement agency. So that gun is still in limbo somewhere at this point.
Right.
How much time do we have left?
About a minute and a half.
Okay. So I might even be able to finish the story in that time. So I go, my last email was, I thought this out real carefully. It was something like phrased it like the following. If I start an investigation over at the Boca Raton Police Department, it might be very embarrassing for whoever is holding that gun at this point, and it might be best to try to locate it right away before that starts. And I was given the answer, well, I'll try very, 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 very hard. I'll do my due diligence and try to find him. This is supposedly a stranger now. His name is Terry. That's all she allegedly knew. And lo and behold, a couple hours later, I get an email. I tracked him down, and he's going to be here with the gun after rush hour. If you can come over and get it tonight, I'll turn it over to you. And if you can, if you can't get it in 24 hours, I'll have to give it to the Boca Raton Police. I said, I'm only 9 miles away. I'd be happy to go and pick it up. So she got in touch with me again by email, never by phone. Not that I couldn't have gotten her phone number. I could have, but I didn't. I maintained that degree of distance. And I emailed back. I'll come over as soon as you locate it. It was there. I said, I'll be over soon. Okay, now the fun begins after I get to the house. Still that time?
We got about 20 seconds now. So
I'll save the rest is the punchline.
The rest so is that's the punchline.
Yeah, so that's coming in right after break. And the gun, by the way, was one of a company I used to do business with many years ago. It was a Calico with a 100-round magazine.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. Millions are under the threat of severe weather today. The threatening weather system stretches across the South, Midwest, and Northeast. Upper Texas and Lower Mississippi Valley could see severe thunderstorms with isolated tornadoes and large hail. The Upper Ohio Valley and Lower Great Lakes region are also at risk for the strong storms. There's anticipation on how the Supreme Court will rule.
The decision on the commonly used abortion pill should be ready before the end of the day, according to the High Court. It is set to come after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge's ruling to halt production and distribution of mifepristone. The drug was originally approved by the FDA in 2000.
Five NFL players are being suspended for betting on sports. Four players from the Detroit Lions and one for the Washington Commanders. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Gene DeSantis from DeSantis Holsters. And we were hearing the story of the gun. The gun that was found and not known it was there and everything. You were telling me what caliber it was?
The gun was given to me by a company that we used to do business with many years ago, Calico Arms or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
The gun model was Calico 100. And it was a 22 long rifle carbine. Looks a little bit AR-15-ish, but it's got on top. They used that, I think, in what movie was that? They used that gun in. There was a spoof on Star Wars.
It's a weird looking gun with like a circular magazine on top of it.
Yeah, tubular is a better description.
Tubular, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway. I get into the, so I had this gun, had to get it out of New York because of the ridiculous laws there. You can't have over 10 round magazine. So some years ago, I brought it down to New York and down to Florida, and I had forgotten all about it, honestly. But, it was an early gun, and I understand the early ones were much more valuable than the latter ones. Because there was some change that ATF made them do on subsequent guns, and the early ones were valuable, whatever. So here I am. I'm on my way back to my my former house in Boca Raton, and I say hello to the folks. It was nice to see them again, and they're not alone in here now. They've got somebody sitting at the in the house with them. And he was very anxious to meet me. Can I shake hands with you? Yeah, sure, shake hands. He's been a friend of theirs now. He's in law enforcement, so he says, for over 37 years, and he's got many of my holsters. Well, wonderful, you know, glad to hear it. But I made my way through the house, and she showed me some of the new things that they had done since they bought it 2 years ago. And it looked great, but on with the story. Now the gun is in the garage, and I go out to the garage. It's in a five gallon empty bucket. And I take the gun. I thank her very much, and I'm on my way back home. And it occurs to me that the stranger that was at the nine and dine with them that they had never met before, someone named Terry, knew people in the Boca Raton police and in the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office. So he would take possession of the gun. Now, does this make any sense to anybody besides me? The guy in the house with them, 37 years in law enforcement, is their buddy. Why on earth would they give this thing to a stranger when they have a buddy with 37 years of law enforcement experience? Does that make any sense to you, Bill?
Not really.
So, I conclude that he's the guy who had it the whole time, and they panicked a little bit because of the email that I sent out about an investigation out of Palm Beach, out of Boca Raton Police Department, and it could be very embarrassing. And it mysteriously turned up 1, 2, 3. So that was the saga of the gun. I haven't shot it since. I haven't shot it in 20, 30 years or whatever, but I have it back in my possession now. And I never knew it was there. Yeah, you had to get up on a ladder to access the shelf. I mean, it was way up there in the air. You needed oxygen. It was so high.
Right.
But that's the story of the Calico. Actually, I'm going to the range Wednesday, and maybe I'll bring that along just to pop off a few rounds, reacquaint myself with it.
It was interesting. Gene and I were talking about going to the range. Now, when you go to the range, you're taking a, what is it you're taking? You're taking a, take a
Browning High Power and a Springfield operator, which has been worked over by Springfield, and the original Browning High Power, which out of the box, the thing has been, it's a great gun. Just love it.
I was telling Gene about how I shoot all these other different guns and everything. And
all the exotics.
All the exotic guns, and Gene's like, I'm so boring when I go to the range. But, I mean, you know, in a way, I kind of envy that.
You know?
Now, I'm going to suppose that you make really good holsters for both of those guns.
Of course.
I can only
one thing I did, here's a story that your listeners might learn something from.
Okay.
I stored that Browning in one of my alligator finished holsters, and it was in the bottom of the one of my safes. I have two of them in the house, and in that safe I had one of those buckets that are hydroscopic and they collect the water.
Right.
I've since replaced that with a fire rod, you know, a heater, whatever you call them, and that bucket accidentally spilled. And it got into the gun and the holster. I actually had to cut the gun out of the holster, and there was some rust on it, which I did get to remove most of that rust. And there's still some traces, but maybe a little cold blue will touch it up. But those things are very damaging. Should you get any of that water that collects in there with whatever chemical they use to absorb the water.
Right.
It doesn't work well with firearms. So let that be a lesson. Invest the money for the fire rod. But I go in the range with just simple little guns like that. And you know, there are always people, this up in Palm Beach, you know, the people have got a lot of money where I shoot, you know, and they spend a good deal on guns, which is good. You know, you buy your guns, buy your holsters, that's good for business. But they go with these exotics, like you're another one with the exotics, the $1,000 this and the $5,000 that and the $10,000. I don't do that. To me, it's, you know, it's just another mission. I go there, I shoot, I have a little fun, and I go home.
Well, I mean, the exotics are nice and everything, but my carry gun is a $500 so-and-so, you know.
That's it.
You know, it's a strict. And simply because of this, the exotics work really, really well. And there's, you know, it's hard to beat them as far as the way they shoot. But it is a major financial hit if you do shoot somebody with one of them, because they're probably going to take that for evidence, aren't they?
Eventually you'll get it back if it was a good shooting.
And but in New York, how long would they keep a gun if there was?
Oh God, it's criminal what they do to guns there.
Yeah,
I remember years ago one of my friends got jammed up a little bit, and he had a 35 or 40 handguns, and they took them all away into the property clerk's bureau. He moved since then. He was living in New York. He moved down to Florida. He said, "Gene, do you think he'd get me my guns from the property clerk's bureau?" I said, "I'll try." And we had the local license and all that to deal with the guns, because we need that to, you know, buy and sell and get stuff in and out every time there's a new one. Of course, we got to get it. So anyway, I went down. I saw the police department. They gladly gave me all the guns, but they were all just thrown in together in a box. And it was, he had some valuable stuff in there. It was scratched, a little rust here and there. And it's really shameful the way they did that. But he did get his guns back in the free state of Florida, and he was once again allowed to shoot them and enjoy them.
Coming up on the last break, and you can find the stuff that Gene puts out if you want to go look online before you go looking for the vast distributorship of his product that's out there in the United States. You would go, the easiest way to go is to go to holster.com. And that tells you how long he's been in the game, because he got that. He got that domain when it was still new, when nobody thought to do that. He's been in the business, what, since the 70s? So, yeah, little Kydex, little polymer, a lot of leather, all kinds of engineering, 50 years of workmanship going into this stuff. And it's all sitting there waiting for you. If you need to carry a gun, there's a way to carry a gun at DeSantis Holster. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. I am talking to Gene DeSantis, which talking to Gene is it's a little bit like talking to a historical Britannica because of all the things he's seen and done. And it fascinates me that you knew Jim Cirillo. What was his name?
Jim Cirillo. Yes, Cirillo. Jim was a friend. Yeah, I had met him early on in my Holster career. I used to go to the matches whenever there was a PPC match with police combat matches. I always used to go and put a few products out and see what I could learn. Well, Jim and I became best friends, and I took a lot of advice from him over the years. Not to mention all the stories. The stories were incredible. And through my association with Jim, I met a whole bunch of other former. What they call it, the stakeout unit.
Yeah.
I met a bunch of them, and they many of them became customers over the years.
Now, am I right in thinking that he took part in 19 gunfights?
I don't know the number, but they were numerous. Yeah. That was always shoot first and then say,
How many different guns did he carry on him? He was not one to,
He had three. Ankle in the pants and his either shoulder rig or another one on the belt.
And he was carrying a wheel gun, wasn't he?
We had all wheel guns, yeah. And they also had their shotguns. So they were well armed. In fact, there was a period of time, I think they were in there for a week or so, in my father-in-law's drugstore in the South Bronx in Fort Apache. But nothing came in during that period of time. It was a week or 2 weeks that was taken out in his store, and nothing came down. But weeks later, or it might have been months later, it happened on right around Valentine's Day. A holdup man comes into the store in the South Bronx drugstore, and there were three employees: my father-in-law, his chief clerk, and an after-school fella that used to help put product into the stock room. And the holdup man comes in. The kid is putting away Valentine's candy in one of the stock rooms. And the holdup guy's got both my father-in-law and the chief clerk face down on the ground, and he's cleaning out the register. And I got to preface this by the kid, religious kid, very nice kid. I liked him. He wound up with the nickname of KJ, and I'll explain that if we have time. It stood for Killer Joe. The kid had been mugged several weeks before. They cracked a couple of his ribs, and he decided that's not going to happen again. He got himself a gun. He was always carrying that gun. Of course, illegally, but, you know, it's better than getting your ribs broken for a second time, I suppose. So the father-in-law and his chief clerk are down, face down, hold-up man is cleaning out the register, and Jose comes out of the stockroom and puts the gun to the hold-up guy's head, fires three shots in his head, and that was the end of the hold-up man. Now, Jose, they, of course, call the police right away. They come in. They take Jose in. He actually swapped guns with the hold-up guy, but that's another story. They took him down, and there was no grand jury. He didn't spend the night a night in jail or nothing. Turned him loose after after the reports were written, and that's the way it was back in the 70s in the South Bronx. This guy, of course, was a bad guy. He had a rap sheet a mile long.
Right. Was it easier? And okay, let me rephrase that. Now, I have long thought that in New York City, for example, in all of the five boroughs, that there's a lot of really good people carrying illegal guns. Am I right about that?
100% right.
Right. And I guess they do it because it is nearly impossible just to be a regular citizen and get a permit in the same vein that you do in Florida.
Right. It's very, very difficult, if not impossible today. Years ago, many years ago, it was much easier if you knew somebody.
What, now, once you get it, is it easy to renew it, or did they contract on that over the course of time?
There was a thing going on in the Hasidic community where they were entrenched with the people that were running the Pistol Records Bureau, and actually, that all came to a head, and Internal Affairs got involved in it, and they threw all of those people who were working in there, I believe. I'm not positive on this, but I think they were all removed from those positions and,
right.
and reassigned, and Internal Affairs ran that bureau, and they still may be doing it now. I don't know. But yes, it's become much more difficult.
Yeah, I had read that it had become a very corrupt process that they had put in place there.
Exactly right. I didn't use that word deliberately, but yes, that was the reason.
Now, at this moment in time, normally, I would think the holster makers know about the guns that are coming out. Is there a lot of new stuff coming out that you have to worry about making a holster for?
Well, if I tell you back in the early 70s, if you had a 2.5-inch Model 19, a 4-inch Model 19, a 1911, and maybe a Smith Model 59, that's all you needed to have. Right. And let me just throw in one more, a Walther PPK.
Right.
That was it. We made holsters for all of those guns, and rarely did we ever, have to make holsters for anything else. That was the demand back then. But you have to understand, back then, the market was almost entirely law enforcement.
Right.
Very few concealed carry people were buying holsters.
What about the people that have... Nowadays, the people in New York that are carrying guns illegally, or maybe even in the 70s, would they come to you and say, hey, gee, I mean, would you be looking at them like, you got a permit?
No, I wouldn't ask. they're buying a piece of plastic or buying a holster, a right. leather holster. Nothing illegal about that.
Right.
However, I did read a report about somebody getting busted for doing some kind of crime, and they mentioned all the weaponry he was carrying. And among the weapons he was carrying, not that it's a weapon, was a DeSantis gunhide holster.
Right.
I got the biggest kick out of hearing that. Even the bad guys are getting them.
Yep. Well, that's... I don't know of any other brand out there that has the variety of material and the variety of distributors, the dealers jab out there. I mean, it's getting a DeSantis holster. They're the one guys that you can go to, and if you order the holster, it's not going to be weeks. There's not a 6-week lead time into you getting that holster. If they show it and they say it's in stock, and you'll be getting it straight away. That's the thing I love about it. So,
yeah, we keep an inventory of everything that's common. Like the most common 100 products are always, we try never to run out of those. I mean, if you go for total number of SKUs, there are tens of thousands of them. But the top 100 will always keep inventory on. So chances are, if you order something, it's going to be either shipped immediately or it's in stock at Cabela's or one of the others, or Amazon. Or
one of these days, we're going to have to talk about the logistics of what it takes for you to get these this variety of holsters into these places. And I guess this is the clear-cut understanding as to why you just can't up and move from New York to Florida, because you have to keep that production going all the time to keep these guys.
Oh,
I imagine.
I could tell you about the last move, which was over 20 years ago.
Well, you don't have time enough to do it.
Oh, it went off like clockwork, though.
It did.
Like an absolute, like a military maneuver. Perfect. Yeah, we didn't miss a phone call, a shipping date, or a new order at all. And it happened over a weekend.
Gotcha. That's just outstanding. Thank you for joining me today, Gene.
Yeah, it was my pleasure, as always.
Yep, I always enjoy it when I talk to Gene. It's a walk down memory lane for memories I never got to experience. It's the first time for me to check out his stuff. Check out the website, holster.com. That's the easiest way to find them. It doesn't matter whether you're looking for a leather holster inside the waistband, outside the waistband, duty, gun belts, you name it, they've got it. If there's a way to carry a gun, they have it at DeSantis. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.